This is Laurie Seymour from the Baca Journey for today's Turiya meditation session. And if we could all begin with just taking a couple of breaths, just moving into this time together, into this space, into both feeling your own space, you know, where you are with yourself, and also that we have come together with the intention of being both with ourselves and with each other. It's somewhat paradoxical, and we see how it is possible. And really, isn't that what we're needing to do in life? To be with ourselves, to be with that feeling of who we are inside as we go out into the world. I'd like to talk today a little bit about inner discipline. I don't think it's something that I've spoken about before, and it's been sitting with me this morning. Because we think of the word discipline often and say, oh, you know, I don't want to think about discipline. Either it's really important or, oh, that feels too structured. And yet, discipline gives us the possibility of freedom, of greater freedom. The willingness to have inner discipline gives us freedom. What does that look like? I have spoken before about willingness, about the willingness to shift, the willingness to look inside, the willingness to be vulnerable, the willingness to be who you are. Where does discipline come in? Discipline comes in as you are going about your day and you feel something coming up, something disturbing you. Do you have the discipline to stop and pay attention to that? To stop and be curious about that? And to do something about it. I see people get thrown off base, thrown off their own center often. And I know that feeling in myself. What makes the difference is when you're willing to have the discipline, that inner discipline, to say, I'm not going to just stay with this pissy mood. I'm not going to just stay with feeling off or uncomfortable. I'm going to see what I need to do to shift it. The first part of that process of shifting it may be asking the questions, doing that inner inquiry, so that you're able to connect with what it is that's underneath or behind or the causation of this mood. You know people in your own life who are moody. And I always think of moodiness as the unwillingness to be disciplined. I'm going to be that universal yo-yo that comes and goes and lets my emotions rule me. But having inner discipline is not about not allowing your emotions. It's just simply about not allowing your emotions to run unchecked and unexamined and unexplored. So when something comes up, will you have the discipline to explore it? Will you have the discipline to acknowledge it? And to say, what I want in my life is for life to be magical. And I want each moment in my life to be magical, to be a miracle. And when it's not, there's no room or no cause for judgment, for self-judgment, for judging someone else. There is room for that inner discipline. You know, there is room and space, if you make it, if you have it, to say, just a moment here. I want something different. one of the places where discipline becomes so important is when you're working with your own self-judgment. Judgment of yourself can, or of another, can come up in a flash, in just such a quick moment. And when it does, you know, it never feels good. It never feels good in the body, because there's always a tightening and a lowering of your own vibration. And as you're willing to maybe have a little chuckle with that, a little self-awareness chuckle, to say, oops, I see it. I see it. Here's that judge again. And to realize that it's just you forgetting who you are. It's you forgetting how you're part of this bigger picture. It's just you forgetting that forgetting your own connection, and that God is alive and well within you. And you've just kind of stepped away and said, oh, I thought I was all alone. I thought I was all alone. Silly me. Having discipline gives you freedom. Having discipline gives you the freedom to expand into something beyond your own personality. And isn't that wonderful, to be able to go beyond your own personality and to, in that, expand into that bigger picture? But it takes discipline. It takes paying attention. So we can't go through life without being conscious. We can't go through life kind of going through from one unconscious moment to the next. We've got to notice that when we get upset about something, there is something that we can do. That's what makes the difference. It's being curious enough to say, and disciplined enough to say, I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to shift. Don't know maybe what I have to do to shift. But I know one thing I can do. I can take a few moments, sit down, and I can breathe. Because it can be that simple. Think of discipline, inner discipline, as taking a conscious breath. Because when you take a conscious breath, you go from that tight, constricted place, and you take a breath, and you feel that loosen. You feel that tightness starting to loosen. You feel yourself expanding. You feel that place of discernment of your own heart center begin to open. And it may be in a big rush, you know, kind of whoosh, or it may be something that just like it kind of creaks open a little. But in that creaking open, you have a little space. You have more space than you had a moment before. And isn't that wonderful to have that space? So if you can appreciate discipline as being something that gives you freedom, that paves that pathway to being more free in your life, isn't that something to cultivate, to practice? So you're not being buffeted by life. You're in the flow. But you are partnership in that flow. You're not being whisked away by the current. Those are the times where you need to say, just a moment here. I am not a victim to the current. I will do something about this. So now, in a moment, Just let yourself breathe. Let all of that go. And let yourself go into the place of quiet, into this time of meditation. And I'll let you know when this time is complete. This is complete. If you'd like to stand and stretch, take a few moments to do that or to stretch where you are. Let yourself take a breath. Acknowledge all that you've received today, whatever it is. For those of you who are listening another time, just take a few moments for yourself so that you can take what you've received into your day. And those of us who are here will have a few moments to share. I'll see you next time.